Welcome. You're listening to Now That You Ask, curious answers to life's persistent questions as seen through the eyes of Akasha Halsey. That would be me. I'll be your host and guide as we settle in for a few minutes of the unexpected that may bring about your own questions and maybe even some answers too. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's get started with the show. Do your best. I remember hearing a comment when I was young about someone whose fortunes had turned. That meant most likely they no longer had money or the esteem they once enjoyed due to some egregious fault of a family member. The phrase was, "They're doing the best they can with what they've got." I felt at the time it was a close cousin to "bless your heart," which most often conveys sympathy or pity in the South. You add "in a good way" if you meant "bless your heart" to convey sympathy. Otherwise, it was a not-so-subtle way to express judgment. The "best they can" phrase was a Southern way of saying, "Those people were good friends, and they still are, but they've fallen on hard times, and we don't see them as much as we used to." If you're from the South, one never speaks bluntly. That would be unbecoming and cast a shadow upon your family. I heard this same phrase just the other day in an entirely different context. It was an affirmative statement. Do the best you can with what you have. I especially like the first part, do the best you can, because I was taught that was what was always expected of you, whether that meant getting good grades or doing well at your first job. Anything less was not acceptable under any circumstances. Nothing was new to me about that part of the phrase. What got my attention was, do it with what you have, because I rarely, if ever, stop to think about what I do have. I don't mean monetarily. I mean who I consider myself to be inside. Giving that a little more thought, I realized how hard it is for me to think about my own good traits. In Chinese astrology, I'm a dog. Dogs are known for their loyal and friendly nature. They're faithful companions who value the bonds they share with others. I do consider these to be traits I have, but I don't go around telling people that. Hopefully, you'll learn this about me if we spend time together. These traits are part of my value system, but they're not the only ones. I also consider honesty and generosity to be part of my high value system, but I generally don't say anything about them either. If we're really close friends, we will more than likely have deep and meaningful conversations at some point, and all these values will come out. That's just fine. By that time, we'll both feel comfortable enough with each other to allow ourselves to be seen for who we really are. What I realized, though, was that I don't give myself credit for these traits. Doing the best I can with what I have takes on a whole new meaning when I examine what I do have. I can say I'm loyal and believe it when I say it, but to really feel like that's who I am at my core, I need to spend more time with myself acknowledging how important that is to me. Loyalty to me is a reflection of a deep and precious friendship and therefore not to be taken lightly. I used to be loyal to a fault, putting what others needed before what I needed. But since then, I've created boundaries for myself to stop me from forgetting who I am in service of being there for another person. Loyalty has many layers, and I feel I'm at my most loyal when I'm being honest with myself and with you about what I can and can't do. Boundaries were hard to come by for me, and I'm grateful I'm able to use them when I remember to do so. I think that creates a kind of loyalty all by itself. I am by nature a friendly person. I'm also an introvert. If you were to come upon me at a party, I would not be the most talkative one there. In fact, if the party consisted of more than 10 or 12 people, I probably would have a hard time being there at all. But if I were to strike up a conversation with you one-on-one, say at the grocery store or maybe in a jewelry store, you would be introduced to an entirely different aspect of my personality. I've always felt everyone has a reason for being alive, and that's why I enjoy talking to people. Some may need more care than others. Some may bring out the good in others. Some may bring light to the worst part of being human. All of those situations to me are an opportunity to see who I want to be. I'd love to say I carry these feelings with me and act on them daily, but, well, sadly, I don't really. I do from time to time recognize that I'm touched by, inspired by, and sometimes repulsed by others, and that to me, well, it's a gift, a chance to take a good look at who I'm being. I'm not saying I'm always like this. I am saying at some point, right then or later, I'm changed, if only a little, by these interactions. They all contribute to what I have, which is who I choose to be. My most challenging situation comes when I have to deal with something scary and uncomfortable. I'm not talking about have a hard conversation with someone, even if it's myself. I'm talking about something that's a challenge to my health, my sanity, and my spirituality, like cancer or loss or death. One of the things I brought with me from the South is my loyalty to denial. Well, I just love denial. It takes the heat off. It allows me to put off something that's unpleasant until, well, tomorrow. Because there's always tomorrow, right? But maybe not, huh? There's no guarantees there that I can see. So what I practice in now is calling on what keeps me strong, what I know to be true about me so far, as my backup for when things are unpleasant, as we so graciously refer to some of the horrible things that are happening now. What keeps me strong is my sense of humor and my spirituality. I believe it's better to make fun of what I don't like, even if that's who I'm being at the moment. I know I've always been taken care of, even when I unthinkingly put myself in danger. And there's no reason to think that won't continue. I also know I can count on myself to take my time to know what the next step is for me. These are some of the things I have within me. They have, and I believe they will continue to be, my escorts to doing the best I can. So I'm taking the time now to shine the spotlight on them and applaud their loving efforts at showing me time and again who I am and all I have to work with in being the best that I can be. Thank you for listening to Now That You Ask. I hope you found this episode insightful and perhaps entertaining too. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate and review it on iTunes. If you didn't like the show, well, I guess you just lost a few minutes of your life. But you might want to try another one. They're all really different. You can also listen to past episodes and subscribe to email updates on NowThatYouAskPodcast.com. Bye-bye for now.